Everyone's favorite time of the year is right around the corner, college football season. To celebrate, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new players in the center of the action with $200 in free bets instantly if you bet one or more dollar on any college football game. Take advantage of this limited-time offer now by heading to the DraftKings Sportsbook app and checking out all the great promotions and daily odds boosts that they're offering. DraftKings Sportsbook is safe, secure, and reliable, and located right here in the United States, so it's easy to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. And for those in non-betting states, DraftKings is home to daily fantasy sports, with weekly cash prizes and numerous ways to win big. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any college football game. That's promo code THPN to get your free $200 in free bets instantly for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or, in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
This is the Broadway Boys Podcast through the Hockey Podcast Network, and we are back with Season 2, Episode 70. One after 69, and we kind of have a lot to talk about. It's going to be, I think, a pretty good show, Andy. So how are you doing?
We're doing good. My cat is up on my desk where I'm trying to record, and I just keep glaring over at him. And he, you know how cats like to just swipe things randomly off of surfaces because they're little assholes. He just keeps looking at me, so I keep thinking he's going to swipe my little mic preamp off the desk, but I got tabs on him, So far, right. So good, but I gotta, you know, if you hear any strange jostling, it's me trying to wrangle my cat in the background.
Well, I mean, you have a lot of practice wrangling in Gibby every day at work, so I'm sure we'll be all right here. So I crazy week with work. I'm excited, though. I feel like some cool news, maybe not cool for some, but I want to jump right into it, Andy, and advertisements on jerseys. Coming within the next couple of years. I feel like we called this. Am I crazy? Am I making that up? Excuse me. I think we called it. We said it eventually was going to happen.
No, and listen, I think everyone saw the writing on the wall the second, because everyone was bellyaching the second they allowed it to go on the helmets. They're like, oh, first it's going to be ads on the helmets, then it's going to be on the jerseys. Then we're going to look like the European League with the McDonald's logos and look like a bumper sticker. You know, everyone knew this was going to happen. I mean, especially compounded by the fact that with the lost revenue to COVID, it's no wonder that the vote between the Board of Governors and the owners was unanimous, and definitely makes sense. But like I said, this is something that's already existed in the NBA for a while now. But I am curious to get your thoughts. Do you care? Because everyone obviously has an opinion. Either they don't care, or they care a lot. And very few are in between. Although I think I might be in between, but I do want to get a sense of how you feel about it.
I am on, like, if you drew a line, right, and two dots on the ends, and one was I care, and the other one's I don't care. If you divided that in half, I am on the side. I am more towards the I don't care side. But the only reason I'm not fully on the I don't care side is because I understand some of the gripes that people have with this. If you want the salary cap to go up, if you want players to get paid big dollars, if you want the league to grow, I mean, this is a necessary evil. We all knew this would eventually happen. And I do think we are going to look like eventually the European teams. I do think it will eventually get like that. I don't think it'll happen in before 2030, but I think eventually by 2030, you'll probably see something more like a European jersey, which it, you know what? It's like, it is what it is. And It's like, well, the original six, they shouldn't be touched. It's like, get over it. The original Rangers stink. They've stunk for a long time. They don't win Stanley Cups. If an advertisement brings me a Stanley Cup, you can change the colors. I don't care. I just want to win a Stanley Cup, Andy. I don't care what our jersey looks like. I do probably care a little bit more on what ads go on. Like, I don't want a stupid company. You know, I want something cool. I don't want the McDonald's. I feel like that's played out. But I want to get your opinion first before we get into like what company you would want ideally on your jersey.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Chase already sponsors the Rangers for their I think
the you can't go on the jersey too.
What's up?
Chase can't go on the jersey too. That's too much.
Well, I feel like that's what's going to happen. I don't know how else to say. I mean,
all right.
Or what they do is I think it depends on, there's going to be a lot of market research done into what ultimately gets more screen time, because obviously the pace of play is very fast. I honestly feel like if you can allow larger real estate on the helmet, that's what the primary sponsor will probably opt for, because at the end of the day, you have to be able to see it. Yes, it's nice to say it's on there, but at the same time, it's, you want it to be shown. So if they do market research and it shows that you see the decal on a helmet more than you see the patch on a jersey, especially if a jersey is like tucked in or it gets caught under, in a player's, either whatever, the sleeves get rolled up or it's like tucked over their, oddly creased over their shoulder pads or whatever, then they're going to go for whatever is more lucrative for them. Yeah. Will the Rangers do dual ads? I don't know. Does Chase want to do that? But I don't know if there's going to be.
See,
I honestly would rather have it be uniform, where it's like, if you're going to have I wouldn't want the Rangers to have a different sponsor on their helmet than they did on their jersey. Because even like you said, I think I'm with you, where I lean more towards not caring. But there is a little part of me that it may, I don't think it'll ever end up like some of those teams in Europe that literally are covered head to toe. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. There's a part of me that does get a little skittish about the thoughts like, well, you already have this jersey, this ad here, and then you have this different sponsor here. Well, then what if we just put a, I think can, I don't know. And listen, that's not based on any hard factual evidence or, which I think it's just my own kind of reservations.
Yeah. So here's my thing. I want multiple sponsors. I don't want Chase. Chase is not to say it's a stupid company, but it's like boring. Like, Chase is everywhere. It's all over the garden. It'll be on our helmets. I want something different. And, I was definitely thinking about like what sponsors I'd want. And like the number one that I could think of, like, New York needs to do like something New York themed, like a Sabrette hot dog. Obviously they sell them at the garden. They would never do Nathan's, even though we have the hot dog eating contest every year in Coney Island. But, Nathan's seems to be, or I'm sorry, Sabrette seems to be the hot dog, right? They sell at the garden. I'm crazy. I think that's the hot dog. So like, I don't know, something like that, or there's gotta be like something else. I mean,
would it be a power move if the MSG Networks just bought the branding for the helmet?
Well, here's another question. That's definitely possible. I mean, feel like Dolan could have that amount of ego. I want to know who is like watching a hockey game and is like, you know what, honey, we need to open up a Chase account, or like, is a fan sitting out there being like, you know what, I need a Chase bank account because I saw it on their helmet, and that's the bank I'm going to go with.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's tough though, because I also feel that way about like almost every ad I've ever seen in my life. It's like,
like, has an ad ever made you buy? Like, the only thing that's ever
not
made
so,
me
not,
buy,
not
like,
consciously, but perhaps subconsciously. And I don't really know.
Well, that's why that's my next point, Andy.
Yeah.
Sabrette hot dogs on the jerseys. I think people would go up and go get a hot dog. Right.
Well, I definitely think especially because I think the Colorado Avalanche play at the Pepsi Center, right? Like, it would definitely make sense for Pepsi to sponsor them, right? They already own the arena. You put the Pepsi or like if you're the Detroit Red Wings and Coca-Cola is like, you already have a red jersey, just stick a white Coca-Cola lettering patch on it. So it kind of looks like the Coke logo already. It doesn't look weird and out of place, you know? Yeah, I mean, I do wonder if subliminally, you're, even if you're at the game and you don't, it's for whatever reason, it's making you want a nice bubbling cola to go, you know, with your hockey watching experience. Yeah, I don't know. And again, I think it is one of those things, depending on the team. I do think that ultimately the sponsorships will reflect the team, where it's like a team, like original six team, like the New York Rangers or the Bruins or the Blackhawks, they're, maybe their sponsorships will be a little bit upper echelon, whereas the Arizona Coyotes might end up being, I don't know, I don't like at some local, you know, Arizona based terrible pizza joint or something.
Yeah, some car dealership in Arizona. Well, another one too, I was thinking, Andy, is like Planters Peanuts, and like have the, I think they might have killed him in a car accident, but the planter guy.
Oh yeah, Mr. Peanut.
Mr. Peanut, like wearing a Rangers jersey, like leaning up against like the word planter.
I love weird stuff like that, and especially weird branding. So that would be very funny. Yeah. As far as the Rangers goes, anything that at least tries to incorporate the color, because I obviously, it would be nice if the patch, or at least the majority of the patch, wasn't like a different color, so it like looked at least kind of seamless and didn't stick out like a weird, like, you know, just looks very strange. Like you have to have a different block coloring on the patch. And but that's, this kind of brings me to the whole like where people are so upset. I mean, every year teams have these commemorative patches on the jerseys for either like a player that, a former legend that passed away, or it's to commemorate, you know, 50 years since they last won the Stanley Cup or whatever. So, you know, if it's just a 3-inch patch, 3x3 patch, like those things are already all over the jerseys, and the jerseys already have branding on them, by the way, that, you know, the Adidas logo is there. It's small. They put that little dot on it, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like trying to gather my thoughts on this, because I feel like I understand, because my mind goes there too. Like I go automatically to the European like setup,
yeah,
where I'm like, there's gonna be ads all over, and if that happens, I don't care, which is kind of weird, because I feel like old me maybe 10 years ago would have cared. But now, like now, I don't care. The one question I do have, Andy, now thinking about it, because you said something that struck this chord, is that when I go into the NHL store that just seems to be never open, and I want to go buy a New York Rangers jersey, are the ads going to be on those jerseys as well? Because like then I don't want that European setup, because it's like I want to still own the regular Rangers jersey. I don't want all the ads on it. Or should we just buy ad-free jerseys now, and then in a decade when they, you know, there's Chipotle written all over it, we sell those to like the old school fans?
Yeah, I think it depends. I think fan jerseys usually don't have, well, at least for like the NBA, right? Don't usually have ads on them. Like if you go to the NBA store and buy, like the Knicks are Squarespace, right? That's their sponsor. So I think if you go to the NBA store and you buy a Knicks jersey, it doesn't have that Squarespace patch on it. So, I mean, but here's the thing. I've already seen on social media that that they're actually jersey people, like the jersey community collectors, are actually excited because acquiring jerseys and getting patches to have them be like more authentic is now going to be like a thing, apparently. And collecting the patches, especially if you have a different sponsor every year. So.
Interesting.
Which makes sense. I mean, again, I'm not super plugged into that world, but there's clearly people that are like rabid jersey collectors and, you know.
Yeah.
And could tell you all about like how they like changes they've made over the years to like how they do the block lettering or the stitching or like this, you know, this is an alteration they made this year and all that stuff. So, but yeah.
What was Nobody Beats the Wiz? Remember, I don't know why that ad always reminds me of the Rangers back in the day.
Yeah, well, because during the Cup run, the Wiz in the early 90s and mid 90s at the Garden, the Wiz, that Wiz in the corners, it was the Wiz, yep. You know, nobody beats the Wiz. I assume there are no Wiz stores around anymore, but it was kind of like almost like a precursor, chain precursor, local chain precursor to like PC Richards or something, if anyone knows what that is, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about, but I don't know.
Most of the people listening to this are at least somewhere in the tri-state area, but if you're not, it was a electronics store,
sort of like a radio
Best
show,
Buy back in the day.
Yeah.
Only in the early 90s.
Yeah, it's going to be wild. I mean, I don't know. It's not going to be wild at all, but I hope it gets wild. I hope they get creative with it. I hope they do something a little bit more fun. But you're right. It's probably just going to be a small little patch. I could see writing done on the socks. That's one I envision almost right away. Something on the sock.
Here's another thing though. Imagine if how do you feel about this? This is just me spitballing here. Imagine if the team could sell like a basic package to corporations, like, you know, it's this much money to put this patch or on like five of our players, right? But based on how high profile a player is, you can pay more. So let's say I'm trying to think of let's say Panera wants to just put a patch on Panarin, right? It would make sense.
Wonder Bread.
The bread man, right? So they would pay probably less because it's only one player, but at the same time, it's like not insignificant amount because he's the bread man and it makes sense. So every time Panarin scores a goal and he's on the ice the most, so he gets the most screen time. And you see that Panera bread, the bread man, they're talking about it. You know, he scores a goal and then he turns to the camera and you see he's got a Panera bread patch on or a Dole bread patch or whatever, right? Or Mika Zibanejad, I don't know, like L'Oreal, because he's got long hair or something, has like a patch, you know, and so on and so forth. What do you think of an idea like that?
I mean, I like it. I think that's actually pretty fun and unique. The only problem or issue I would say is that, like, if say a brand goes all in on one player
and then he gets hurt,
and then he gets hurt, it's like, well,
or he Jeff Skinners himself and just falls off the face of the earth, like stinks,
right? And then like there's gonna be an outlash of angry fans that might boycott Panera Bread because Panarin, either got hurt or just stinks now.
Yeah, and then it's gonna be like you have to kind of like with the Taylor Swift banner in the Staples Center. It's like you have to take it down. It's bad luck type thing.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, exactly. But that's actually pretty fun. I mean, we can actually. That might be a future podcast.
Yeah,
you know, come up especially over brands. The next month. Yeah, yeah, brands for each player. I like that.
I know the eggheads at the National Hockey League aren't listening to this podcast, but if you are, this is a good idea. So you should run with this. You know.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, definitely. You know, you get some Lafreniere can have some French Canadian brand. You know, so on and so forth. Just whatever. But yeah, I mean, if you have a real bad goalie, like Dunkin' Donuts can sponsor them. You know, we got a hole in the middle.
Yeah, well, that actually would be really funny. Yeah. Another question I have is this money pooled together? Like, or is this just go straight to the team? Like, if Chase is buying ad space on their jersey or socks or whatever, is that money going to the NHL or is that going to the team directly? Because I feel
the team.
Like, Arizona gets they get like a car company, right? The local car company it's the largest one in Phoenix, but that's it. That's all they got. Like, there's no way that guy is paying the same amount that Chase is to have be on the Rangers jersey.
Yeah, I think it goes right to the team. But again, I think also with escrow and like revenue sharing, I do think the more revenue generated, by the league as a whole, then obviously there is more revenue sharing. So, but I do think those are individual deals made with the teams, right? But I could be wrong. Quote me on that. But I thought that
Now I'm questioning myself on if the cap is going to go up based off of them selling ad space on the jerseys. I have no idea.
I mean, I thought I read that, like, with opening them with the helmets, just doing the helmets, that they brought in like 600, and this is total, I think, also, but including like Dashers, like they did $610 million in like ad revenue business just from like branding in on the Dashers and like the jerseys and, or excuse me, the helmets and such. So, yeah, I mean, it's a hot commodity. I definitely think it should help. I think that's probably one of the reasons this was unanimous, even though the second the NBA said it was fine, you know, was going ahead with it, like it was, the writing was on the wall, because I don't think you can't really talk about the sanctity of a Arizona Coyotes or Vegas Golden Knight jerseys when like the Boston Celtics and like the Knicks and the Lakers have ads on their jerseys, right? So, you know, but yeah, we'll see. I do hope it helps the salary cap, because clearly it looks like, we heard it was going to be static, but there does seem to be talk that they might have a little, the more revenue they can generate, they might be able to raise it incrementally at least a little bit. And every little bit helps in this league, as you know.
No, absolutely. And it's just, you know, I don't know. It's one of those things where, I don't know. I felt like the fact that we made it this long without ads on the jerseys is, we should, you know, kind of applaud ourselves. Like, and it is what it is. I don't think people should fear it. It's something that in, you know, 10 years, you won't even think of. Like now, an ad on the helmet, I can't even picture a helmet without an ad on it, like with the Rangers playing. So it is what it is. And half the stickers on the helmets anyway looked brutal. Not the ads, but like Carolina Hurricanes didn't need to write out Carolina Hurricanes and stick it on their helmet. Like, that was a little insane. But, you know, just, I guess, my opinion. Anything else on this topic?
No, it'll be interesting to see, you know, how this conversation, which is still early days, kind of progresses. But, yeah, like I said, writing was on the wall. We all knew this was coming. You know, Gary Bettman has been so, the fact that it took so long for this to finally come to fruition should at least make fans feel better about it, because Gary has always kind of been very reticent to do this, even though the opportunity's been out there for a while. Like I said, the NBA doing it definitely made it seem like it was going to happen no matter what, but at the same time, yeah, I think he does understand that there is a bit of a sanctity to it, and that there is the cleanness of the jersey does seem to add to the experience, right? Or at least kind of be part of the branding of hockey. So yeah, I wouldn't worry about that too much. But yeah, we'll see how this we'll keep tabs on this as it this ever growing conversation as it, you know, as it progresses.
Yeah, and you know, again, to reiterate, I don't care, but I am very curious on how they do it. And this could definitely be botched. Like, they could definitely do a bad job at this. So I don't want to be held to the standard that I don't care. And then later on, if I'm upset with how they did it, I give up my rights to complain about it. So there's a little sliver that I guess in the back of my mind that I do care a little bit based off of what they give me. So. Let's see. Andy, anything else on that? And then obviously we're going to bring up Eichel. So let's get into the Eichel segment of our podcast. You ready? You ready for this one, Andy? All right. Yeah. So for those that you don't know, we are entering now the Eichel part of our podcast. And we bring him up this episode because there was a billboard that was put up by some Ranger fans. I forget his first name, but his last name is Mead. He's dressed as a Pope. Go ahead. You
You take it away.
Yeah. So blue shirt, it's Breakaway Band. Is yep. currently or, yep. the number one rated Rangers podcast. On yeah, I guess in the podcast community, and with good reason. Ryan, Mead, and Greg, yeah, they've been doing this for a couple of years, and they were on The Athletic for a little bit. I don't think they're there anymore, but they're two good guys. Anytime I've interacted with either of them, either on social media, you know, they've always been really, yeah, they're good dudes. They started the Church of Kako, and Kakapo Kako was drafted 2 years ago, you know, so Ryan was the one going around to games dressed as the Pope and had all that iconography stuff. So, yeah, and listen, I mean, you can get a sense that they like to do these bigger, highfalutin things with their Rangers fandom because they're fans and it's fun. And it also kind of draws attention to them. Like the Church of Kako thing got attention, whether you were on board or you thought it was stupid, people were talking about it. So in yet another step, they have bought a billboard close to the KeyBank, I think that's what it's called, center in Buffalo where the Sabres play, or it's on the highway. It's off the highway, like just a couple miles down the road. And it is essentially, it's a Buffalo with an Afro. So that tells you who's supposed to be. And it says, aren't trade requests a pain in the neck? And then it says hashtag free Jack. And then it says has their blue shirts Breakaway logo under that. So, and obviously, Rangers fans thought it was hilarious. Buffalo Sabres fans were big mad about it and were all like, oh man, Rangers fans are delusional. They think this is going to do anything and move the needle. But I got a lot of coverage and a lot of people were talking about it and everyone seems to have an opinion on it. So, James, what is your opinion on the Blue Shirts Breakaway billboard?
I don't mind those guys. They do a lot of weird stuff. Like, it's not my cup of tea, but they do get a lot of attention for the stuff that they do. Like, I don't really understand the Church of Kako. I don't get, you know, why, like, you would choose to dress like a Pope and go to the games and stuff. I don't know. I don't really get it. I don't really even find it funny, but hey, they got a following and good for them, right? This billboard, though, is on another level, because it does the New York Rangers a disservice. And anyone that hurts the New York Rangers as an actual team and influences bad decision making, I don't find it funny. Like, I'm not laughing at this at all. I'm actually deeply concerned that it got this much press, because I don't want it to influence. I don't want ownership to think that the fan base wants Jack Eichel, because I feel like if you hop on Twitter and you get a little bit of a pulse, I feel like it leans heavy that people don't want Jack Eichel.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. I do feel like it does seem very split. Like, it's, you would think it would be unanimous one way or the other, but I do get very, seems to be a lot of, obviously the loudest voices are the people that want him, and the Blue Shirts Breakaway, they definitely want him. We know this. This podcast has been very, do not get Jack Eichel because there is a lot too much risk, and the cost, even if it is not what Sabres fans think it will be, it'll still hurt to trade for this player. And at that, you know, it's, we're almost towards the end of August and he still hasn't had the surgery he needs. So now it's like, what are you paying for? You know? So, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I would hope that, be it Kevin Adams or Chris Drury, that if a GM is swayed by their decision making by a billboard to think it's the, you know, it's,
you're looking at it all wrong, Andy. You're looking at it all wrong.
Okay. How should I be looking at it?
I know you don't think that Chris Drury will be influenced by a billboard, but there's someone in the organization that has way more power than he does that I could see influenced by a billboard, and that's Jim Dolan, and that's the owner. And I don't want him going down to, you know, Chris Drury and being like, whatever it takes, we need to bring in Eichel. Like, this is going to transform the Rangers. We're going to make so much money. We are going to, you know, be relevant. We're going to have a top 10 center in the league. Get him here right now. I don't want that to happen. And that's what I'm afraid of. And I feel like that's realistic, no?
Yeah, listen, I mean, you know, I will say that with Jim Dolan at the helm. Yeah, I mean, it's I guess you're right that anything is possible and that he definitely is. I mean, it is strange to think so, but he is definitely reactionary. He wants to make a big splash. So I think you're right. Under normal circumstances, this probably would just be funny. But, you know, maybe with him lurking in the shadows, or if all it takes is him seeing, you know, I don't know if he gets like a little media blast thing, portfolio of the Rangers mentioned in their advertising, and then some, you know, intern shows him, you know, a news story, because, you know, it was on the news in Buffalo. I think it was even on the news in New York a little bit. It was on NHL. It's been on TSN, obviously, and Sportsnet, and it was on the NHL Network. I think it was probably on ESPN, too. But, yeah, so that is a lot of eyes. So who knows? Maybe, you know, luckily, obviously, it says just as free Jack, but the implication is that it is kind of winking that they hope it's the Rangers, because it was obviously paid for and sponsored by Rangers Podcast. It's only up for another week, I think. I think it was 2 weeks. But yeah, I obviously found it humorous at first, just because I was like, I can't believe these two spent the amount of money it cost to, because it's not like a crazy amount of money, but it's also not cheap though. So it's a lot of change just to do that. But the amount of exposure it got them, I'm sure, at least in that end, it seemed to be worth it. But yeah, I don't know, man. I just can't believe how surreal this whole Jack Eichel situation is, and the fact that he still hasn't been traded and we don't have any answers, and it just keeps getting more absurd and absurd, right? Like it's not only are we not getting any answers about what is there any, because it's gone so much dead quiet. It seems like all sides are pissed at each other. I think that's the last thing Elliot Friedman reported, that, you know, Jack is pissed with the Sabres, and the Sabres are kind of pissed with Jack and thinking that he can try to flex on them. And other GMs are kind of like, well, we're not going to sniff around a dead horse. You know, we're just going to go about our business, and maybe some of them will try to leave some enough money off their books in case he does become available, but at the same time they're not going to wait around for him. So it's just this very weird no man's land of a situation right now. And now you have this billboard, which is funny, but at the same time it's like, yeah, it would be hilarious / kind of scary if this is what moved the needle. But yeah, man, I don't know. I felt it was just kind of humorous, and I said, you know what, good for them. But again, you're right though. We are dealing with a very impulsive and particular owner in Jim Dolan, so who knows what ideas he might get.
Yeah, and the one last thing I have on that is that there was a part of me though that found it funny, and then kind of was like, well, now Buffalo definitely can't deal Jack to the Rangers for the next like 3 weeks, at least until the billboard goes away, because you can't, now's not the time to trade. You can't trade after a huge billboard, you know, has its run through the internet, everyone's, you know, commenting about it, then you trade Jack Eichel to the New York Rangers. Like, that would even make it explode even more. Like, and you know, Buffalo, you know, their ownership group and their management, I think they're trying to walk away from this with the least amount of egg on their face as possible. And, you know, now that kind of just shined another light on just their incompetence. And you touched on this before, like, it's surreal that we've gotten to this point with Jack Eichel. Like, he is one of the best players in the league, but he's also going through an injury that, you know, basically nobody in the league is going through. It's experimental surgery. Like, this whole thing is kind of surreal. And the fact that the team he's on, he wants no part of, and the team is really not making a single comment at all. Like, this is crazy. This is, you know, I to put it in, you know, in respect to it, like another sport. I mean, this would be like if, you know, it's like an Aaron Rodgers, you know, Aaron Rodgers wanting to leave the Green Bay Packers. And like Jack Eichel is a top player in this league, a top 10 player in this league, and he wants to leave the Buffalo Sabres. It's just, it's a wild story. Obviously the billboard was funny, but we do have an owner that might take it serious. So, you know, I would tell those guys, you know, I applaud you, but take it down as soon as possible and don't do anything like this again, because I don't want Jack Eichel and I don't want our owner getting influenced by billboards and hashtags and what's trending on Twitter. I can't have that. We have a good thing going here. Let's just not ruin it. Let's be patient. Let's see what Chris Drury has up his sleeve until, you know, the camp starts. Let's just one day at a time here. We don't need Jack Eichel, and we especially don't need him right now before he makes a decision on whether or not he's going to get a surgery.
Thank you for listening to the Broadway Boys Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Broadway Boys Pod, and please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, or thehockeypodcastnetwork.com.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.